This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
If you sin, here's what you do. The ransom has been paid for me. I'm good. I gotta renew my mind. That's crazy, but I'm good. You sin, the ransom's been paid for me. I'm still the righteousness of God. I'm good. You sin, I'm the righteousness of God. The sin offering has been paid for me. He didn't cover my sin. He kicked it out of socket. You know what he's saying, dude? Remind yourself of who you are and what has been done for you. Amen. Do not try to undo something by something you do. You are still righteous.
Join Creflo and Taffy Dollar for a three-day life-changing celebration, July 11th through 13th at World Changers Church International for our annual Grace Life Conference. We're kicking off this year's conference with inspirational singer and songwriter Doe Jones. General session times are 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Ministers and leaders, don't miss the 5 p.m. just for you. Text Grace Life, one word, to 51555 and register today.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today.
Could you become righteous by works? No. The Old Testament said in order to be righteous, you had to do right. In the New Covenant, you're righteous because of your faith in Jesus Christ. So in the same way that we couldn't become righteous by works, we don't lose our righteousness by works. We didn't become righteous by works. We don't lose it by works. You didn't become righteous by your works. You don't lose it by your works. Your works is not a factor. It wasn't a factor in you getting righteous, and it's not going to be a factor in you losing your righteousness. It's a matter of faith in the redemptive work of Jesus. Committing a sin doesn't make you partly righteous. Committing a sin doesn't make you partly unrighteous. Committing a sin doesn't make you partly unrighteous. Now listen to this. I had to write this on a note card. I couldn't forget this. So we believe that we are still the new creation, even if we make a mistake. But for sure, our righteousness now here's somebody talking. But our righteousness now has some dirty spots. And it needs to be cleansed for us to be 100% righteous again. That's our attitude in church. I messed up, so my righteousness got some dirty spots. So I need to be cleansed. So we go on this little weird journey that we go on. We ain't talking to nobody. We ain't looking at TV no more. We're not doing nothing. We're not going to eat for 5 days. We're trying to make ourselves hurt a little bit. Because I'm 75% righteous now, 75%. And I don't want to get 50% righteous. I'm 75 right now. I got to stop it right now. That's crazy. For you even think that you have a God that's so wise that would even do that. Only religious men do that. The question is this the way it works? Now, if you say yes, this is the way it works, then we have once again returned to the mindset of self-righteousness. You still think you bring something to the table. You still think it's something about you. You won't let it go.
You still think your self-righteousness, oh, the Lord opened that door for me because I did this, this, this. Or even the Lord closed that door because I didn't do this, this. They both the same. You still trying to take credit for what you can't do. Self-righteousness is based on ourselves. It's based on our good works and our right lifestyle. God's righteousness is based on God Himself. God's righteousness is based on God Himself. So here's the question. If you have missed the mark by doing something against God's will, did that affect the righteousness of Jesus? Did Jesus get some dirty spot and needs to be cleansed? Because if you're righteous because of Jesus and you say you got a dirty spot, then Jesus got a dirty spot. Because your righteousness is not based on your spots. It's based on Jesus. And if Jesus ain't got no spot, quit acting like you got a spot. Jesus has always and will always remain fully righteous. And this is the good news. Jesus Christ Himself has become our righteousness. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30 and 31 in the NLT. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30 and 31 in the NLT. These scriptures are everywhere. God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made him. For our benefit, God made Jesus to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. Not Creflo. Not Jenny. None of the name, whatever name you mentioned, ain't had nothing to do with it. You didn't bring nothing to the table. Is anybody hearing me? Some of y'all looking at me like, For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself. Christ made us be right with God. He made us pure, and he made us holy, and he freed us from sin. It is not my righteousness that makes me right, but if I receive his righteousness, I'll do right. It's not me performing holiness that makes me holy, but if I believe I'm holy, I'll behave holy. It's not me trying to be pure that makes me pure. See, religion and church says it's you doing all of that that's responsible for making you all of that. No. You doing righteous doesn't make you righteous, but you receiving righteousness will make you righteous. You receiving holiness is what's gonna make you holy. You receiving purity is what's gonna make you pure. You keep saying no. It's gotta be more than just receiving it. I don't receive that, brother. I don't receive that because you are so used to being self-righteous. And you find security in being self-righteous. I mean, you find something out of being self-righteous. You love telling people what you done did and how you done did it and what you brought to the table. They ain't have nothing to eat until I brought that ham to the table. You love doing that. You stuck in that. And your actions and your behavior, it doesn't change because you're trying to achieve what's been achieved. You might as well buy you a big cross, put it in the backyard, and have somebody nail you to the cross. Only then to find out it's not your blood that's going to do nothing. All you're going to do is bleed out. We're not born again by your blood. We're not going to miss hell because of your blood. We're not made righteous because of your blood. We're not holy because of your blood. Your blood can't do nothing, hallelujah, but the blood of Jesus. Satan has deceived people into thinking that what Jesus did was not enough for us.
2 Corinthians 11:2 through 4 in the NLT. 2 Corinthians 11:2 through 4 in the NLT. This is a trick. The whole thing has been a propaganda trick. Through fear and condemnation and shame, you come to church, you pray, you give. And what happened is people just got so tired of being in fear and condemnation and shame. When I was at the church, I got so tired, my pastor called me and said, "You come to church tonight?" I said, "No." He said, "Why?" I said, "I'm tired. I'm tired of feeling bad. I'm tired of feeling guilty. And I'm on the minister's platform. I'm tired of feeling guilty. I'm tired of feeling shame. I come, every time I come, I have to hear about these rules. You can't do this, you can't do that. If you do that, you ain't gonna do that. You gotta do that. You gotta pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, not Jesus' name. And if you don't pray in Jesus' name, I'm like, God, dog, I don't wanna come. I don't want to come. And I seriously considered atheism, because it made more sense than that stuff I was hearing. I got tired. And I was like, I thought church people were supposed to be about love. Them was the meanest. Yep. Never met nobody like them. And I thought, if this is what it's supposed to be like, I just don't think I'm gonna make it. And since I can't seem to do nothing right, then I might as well enjoy myself. I'm gonna go to the party. Stand up. But I got myself together. Really get down. I'm being honest with you. It just, it's like, what is this? And then we would celebrate Easter, and I'm like, why are we celebrating Easter? They said, Jesus died. I'm like, why? And he rose again. Okay, why? That's why. What? And it kept blowing smoke in my ear. I got tired of it. And one day I woke up and I'm done with this. A little boy, I was working with the Fulton County Parks Recreation. He drowned and he died. And I didn't understand that. And I went in the room and I said, Lord, this little boy ain't seen his life. Go on, take my life. Let this boy live. And he didn't do it. And I'm like, I spent 3 days locked up in the room because I'm trying to consider becoming an atheist. And this is, something's wrong with this. Something's just not right with this stuff. I do everything they tell me to do. I fast, I pray for hours. I do everything they tell me to do, and I don't understand. I'm broke, I'm busted, disgusted. I'm driving my mama's station wagon. I'm just, where is this God? And so, and I went, well, I'm gonna be no preacher. I can't stand them jokers. Showing up, eating all the chicken up, talking about, can't stand them preachers. I'm being honest with you, I was so tired. And it just, and then one day, I heard this word. Will you become a student of grace? I'm like, what's that? See, the Bible says grace teaches you. You know another translation for that word teacher? He parents you. Grace will be your parent, which means he's patient with everything involving your transformation, and he parents, the grace of God parents you. And I needed a parent. Here is Paul's concern, and it's still the same today. for I am jealous for you with the jealousy of God himself. I promised you as a pure bride to be one husband,
Christ.
Three.
But I fear that somehow your pure and undivided devotion to Christ will be corrupted. Just as Eve was deceived by the cunning ways of the serpent. You happily put up with whatever anyone tells you. Even if they preach a different Jesus than the one we preach, or a different kind of spirit than the one you received, or a different kind of gospel than the one you believed. And you gladly put up with it. You gladly just hear it because they have gigantic crowds, and you gladly put up with it. And Paul said that if anybody preach any of the gospel, or if any angel preach any of the gospel, then that which I preach, let him be accursed. And he said it twice.
Amen. So since I've stopped, since I've been preaching this gospel of grace for 12, 13 years, I've lost all of my preacher friends.
Isn't that sad? Because at least you could still love me if you disagree with me.
Right.
You can still have me over for a bologna sandwich if you disagree with me. What is that?
And then I learned, grace people gotta learn how to be gracious people, even when it's not fun. Even when it doesn't feel good, even when it hurts, you got to be gracious. And the same things happen with our marriage. Some women would rather be dominated and abused by men than to understand that Jesus came to set you free from male domination. Look at the men. Hey, men, I got news for you. You ain't the boss. You're supposed to be an equal partner in the corporation that you married into. But you're scared. You're scared because you're so inferior, you have hidden behind false superiority to make you feel better about your inferiority. And now a woman's got to dumb herself down to your dumb butt because, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. She can't be smart. She can't be intelligent. She can't be a CEO or CEO. She can't run nothing because your butt's so dumb that you get inferior if she make more money than you make. I don't mind being my wife's boy. Make that money, girl. Bring that bag home. I don't mind. I'm gonna cut my hours so I can serve her. Run her some bath water. Make her a cheese sandwich when she come home. What's the matter with you? So I'm almost through here. What are we to do if we have committed a sin? What are we to do as Christians if we have committed a sin? Go to the book of 1 John 2, 1 and 2. 1 John 2, 1 and 2. This is what we do. You're a Christian. You have a new creation. The software, which is, that's the flesh. That mind, that unrenewed mind, that's the flesh. Not so much your body as much as it is your flesh. Again, get to the root of it. The root of your body doing stuff is this unrenewed software. So what do? My little children, these things write out of you that you sin not. Okay, that's what he said. So as Christians, he's not advocating sinning because he's like, yield to the new creation in you just like you yield to the old man, the old sin man. So he says, what do you do if you sin? He says, now, these things are right unto you, so you sin not. If any man sin We have an advocate, someone who pleads our case. So Jesus says, I'll plead and stand before the Father on your behalf. Now, what is it that we do? Verse 2. Remember this. He is the propitiation. He is the sin offering. He is the ransom that has been paid. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. If you sin, here's what you do. The ransom has been paid for me. I'm good. I gotta renew my mind. That's crazy, but I'm good. You sin, the ransom's been paid for me. I'm still the righteousness of God. I'm good. You sin, I'm the righteousness of God. The sin offering's been paid for me. He didn't cover my sin, he kicked it out of socket. You know what he's saying, dude? Remind yourself of who you are and what has been done for you.
Amen.
Do not try to undo something by something you do.
Yes, yes, yes.
You are still righteous. Well, Pastor Dollar, I know it's in the room. I'm going to say it because I'm free. I know it's in the room. What you talking about? Once saved, always saved? Yes, you should always be saved unless you turn away from it. And you still ain't that deep. See, that's another one of them demon doctrines. Let me convince you that there's no way that you can get in Christ and be all right in him for the whole time, because you're basing it on what you do. When you're in Christ, you're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You would have to, it would be real hard, but you would have to just turn your back on God and just go crazy another way. But you would have to be full of revelation, full of this, all gifts, acne. You can't even qualify to do that. You better hope that's right. You better hope that once you in Christ, that they close the door behind and you can't get out of Christ. Let me. They better shake it up out of the way. Yeah. All right. Check this out. So the ark that Noah was in, Kehasha, Dabashata. That's got to be God that did it. The ark represented Jesus. With all that water, I know they fell, but they were in the ark. They didn't fall out of the ark. They fell in the ark. So they were still safe. Noah and his wife might have even had an argument, but they had it in the ark. When you sin, you don't fall out of Christ, you fall in him. You fall right in his arms. You don't fall out of him, you fall in him.
Believers, are you equipped for battle? In these last days, our minds are the battlefield and arena of our faith. In the 5-part series, How to Maintain Your Righteous Stance, Creflo Dollar uncovers how we get the upper hand in this fight. For a love gift of only $30 for CDs or $40 for DVDs, you can grab a copy today. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org and click eStore. Prepare to win.
There is a purpose for your life. Introducing Grace Life Academy, an innovative approach to learning God's Word. Grace Life Academy offers unlimited access with hundreds of hours of online teachings. You'll have access to comprehensive video Bible lessons that include features such as e-courses, study guides, an online community, quizzes, and more. Text GLA to 51555 or go online to mygracelifeacademy.com.
Creflo Dollar Global Missions has fed, clothed, housed, and shared the gospel of grace with people on practically every continent. I want to take a moment to encourage you to visit our website and catch up on all the missions work we're doing around the world. You may never visit these places or witness the poverty and levels of human suffering firsthand, but your support, prayers, and selfless giving equipped us to go and to change lives for the better. Thank you for caring enough to proactively take steps to stop misfortune in the lives of others. And thank you.
If you want to support our global missions outreach endeavors, consider becoming a partner today by calling in or by visiting us online and signing up. Thank you for partnering with us today.
You can interact with Creflo Dollar Ministries anytime, anywhere. All of this is at your fingertips with our state-of-the-art custom-designed app. With the broadcast feature, you can access your favorite messages, sermon series, and more. Add events to your calendar, set reminders, get directions, share with friends, and even give securely through this platform. Visit CreflodollarMinistries.org/app or text APP to 51555 today.
We never want to assume that all of you are born-again Christians. Being born again is the key to experiencing God's promises in your life. It's the most important decision you can make. I want to say a prayer of salvation with any of you who would like to receive it right now. Receive the gift of salvation. Pray with me and just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus died for my sins. I believe that Jesus was the payment for my sins, that he was the sin offering, and I receive him as my peace offering. Jesus, come into my heart, save me, and today by faith, I receive you and declare that I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer with me, I want to welcome you to the kingdom of God.
The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.